This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney letter to Jim Hurt of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Hurt, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Maria Morgan, please note the following medical letter, period. Maria is M-A-R-I-A, Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. On September 30th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 28-year-old female, height 5'9" tall, weight 225 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about March 11th of 2024, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was rear-ended at a stop, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was in a Toyota Corolla, and airbags were deployed, period. The patient's vehicle was pushed into another vehicle in the opposite lane that sideswiped the patient's vehicle, period. There was a total of three cars involved, period. The vehicle that rear-ended her vehicle was an SUV. The other vehicle was a passenger pickup truck, period. The patient was jerked and her chest and head hit the airbags, period. The seat was broken, period. She had fairly immediate pain in her neck, comma, mid-back, comma, head, comma, right hip, comma, bilateral shoulders, comma, chest and abdomen, period. She had bruising to her right hip and abdomen, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having pain in her neck, comma, mid-back, and some pain in her right shoulder, period. New paragraph. The neck pain was treated with medication, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. It lasts approximately 6 hours per day, period. It is a burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the right shoulder, period. She had limited treatment due to the pregnancy at the time of the automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Her thoracic area had fractures, and she had limited treatment due to the pregnancy, period. She was treated with medication and bed rest, period. The pain is presently constant, period. It is a burning, stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the right shoulder, period. New paragraph. The right shoulder pain was treated with medication and lidocaine patches. The pain is presently intermittent, period. It is approximately 4 hours per day. It is a burning, stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the arm, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was ambulance took her to Bedford emergency room, period. She was treated and released. She had x-rays, MRI, and CAT scan, period. She was given pain medicine and IV and told that she had fractures in her back and was advised against lifting as well as bed rest, period. At that time, pregnancy was not known, period. A brace was considered but not done due to the pregnancy, period. Also because of the pregnancy, no other treatment was given, period. X-rays were limited because of the pregnancy period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems lifting her children greater than 18 pounds, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, walking over a mile, comma, sitting over an hour, comma, standing over an hour, comma, lifting above her right shoulder, and getting in and out of a bathtub, period. New paragraph. Medications include Adderall and over-the-counter pain medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, lidocaine patches, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for ADHD. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals cesarean sections and tonsils, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient injured her neck in September of 2023. It was an auto accident where she was T-boned. It healed completely in 1 to 2 months. She was diagnosed with a muscle strain and given medication and no physical therapy, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident in 2019, injuring her neck. With muscle strain, no treatment or permanency noted, period. The patient never injured her mid-back in the past, period. The patient never fractured bones in her back in the past, period. The patient never injured her right shoulder in the past, period. The patient was involved in a total of 3 automobile accidents, and this present automobile accident was the only one causing permanency, period. There were no work injuries in the past, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that of a homemaker. She presently lost her job, period. She did work as an operator for a company, but she couldn't return to work for 3 months because she couldn't drive and she lost her job, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, emergency room report, IU Bedford Hospital, March 11th, 2024. Was rear-ended by another vehicle, period. She reports that her car was stopped, period. She reports there was significant damage done to the back and to the passenger side of the vehicle, period. Airbags did deploy, period. She was restrained, period. She describes pain mostly to her back, comma, neck, and right hip, period. On physical examination, discomfort to the right lower extremity proximally, period. Some tenderness over the midline of the upper back, period. Gluteal contusion, period. Abrasion over the right flank slash hip, period. X-rays of the right femur is negative. CT of the head shows diffuse mucosal thickening, but no acute intracranial findings, period. CT of the cervical spine shows no osseous findings, period. Did obtain CT of the chest to rule out aortic injury, period. This shows no acute cardiopulmonary findings, but does show superior end plate compression deformities at T4-5 and left side of T6, consistent with acute fractures, period. CT of the abdomen and pelvis shows no acute process, period. Discuss with neurosurgery who recommended a TLSO brace and follow-up in the office, period. Will plan to provide her prescription for some analgesia, period. Assessment 1, MVC, 2, thoracic spine fracture, period. Prescription naproxen and lidocaine topical patch, as well as morphine tablets and naloxone spray. CTA of the chest with IV contrast showed mild superior end plate compression deformities at T4, T5, and particularly the left side of T6, consistent with acute fractures, period. In the emergency room, they gave her 4 milligrams of IV morphine, IV push. End of report. Lifeline care report, response mode lights and sirens, March 11th, 2024. Neck pain vocalized, period. Vocalizes back pain between her shoulder blades, period. No complaint other than back pain, period. End of report. Indiana officers' standard crash report reviewed and noted, stating that she was transported to IU Health Bedford for treatment of injuries, period. End of report. Eye Dr. Mandel, after performing IME and reviewing the above records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of March 11th, 2024, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today, there was skin discoloration noted at the right hip due to injuries from this accident, period. There was an unrelated cervic cesarean section scar and a right axillary scar due to cyst removal, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive, flat and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical and thoracic areas. There was palpable tenderness in both the cervical and thoracic area, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical and thoracic area. The thoracic was greater than cervical, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve. There was heat on palpation of the cervical and thoracic area, period. There was diminished range of motion in both the cervical and thoracic areas, period. In the cervical area, flexion was lacking 22 degrees, extension 14 degrees, side bending 16 degrees on the left, 18 degrees on the right, rotation 16 degrees on the left and 20 degrees on the right, period. In the thoracic area, flexion was diminished by 14 degrees and extension by 16 degrees, period. There was palpable tenderness of the bilateral shoulders, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Lumbar examination was unremarkable, period. Neuro examination revealed diminished grip strength in the right hand, period. There was also diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, cervical trauma, strain, sprain, pain, and radiculopathy. Number 2, thoracic trauma, strain, pain, and fractures of T4, T5, and T6, period. Number 3, right shoulder trauma, strain, and pain, period. The above 3 diagnoses were all caused by the automobile accident of March 11th, 2024, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, there is permanency to the cervical, thoracic, and right shoulder regions, period. By permanency, I mean the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in all 3 areas for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in all 3 areas as she ages, but especially apparent in the mid-back region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient can benefit by physical therapy at an estimated cost of $2,200, period. Follow-up CT of the thoracic spine should be done to determine total healing at a cost of approximately $2,300, period. Ongoing over-the-counter pain and anti-inflammatory medication would be $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections in the cervical and thoracic area would be $2,000, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Deal, End of Dictation.